This is Senator Al Simpson. George Bush is giving new meaning to the word tireless. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, President Bush laid out the game plan of his administration in his first speech to a joint session of Congress last night. George Bush is really doing a great job of setting the agenda, and now he's off for his first trip as president to a foreign country. He selected Canada for that landmark trip. How great. As countries sharing a common border, our domestic agendas are usually intertwined. President Bush and Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney have so much to discuss. Both have just received the fresh support of their countrymen through open, free, and democratic elections. Our countries are now implementing a historic free trade agreement. We both share a grave concern for the environment, and assuredly the problem of acid rain will be discussed. George Bush is setting the agenda, and there is so much work to do. You liberals ready to help?
Al, last night's address was a good beginning on the issues. Congress and the president are off to a strong start. As issues take center stage, though, our differences will grow. Some rough edges are already poking through. The Democratic Congress isn't anxious to cut capital gain taxes for wealthy Republicans. That's trickle-down economics at its worst. It's easy to read lips that say no new taxes, but it's a lot harder when those lips are saying cut taxes for the rich. Even on issues like that, ideology is no longer dominating debate. Good riddance to the Reagan years, Al. Divisions won't be as deep or polarizations as bitter. In foreign policy, too, there's welcome room for cooperation between Congress and the president. As you just mentioned, Al, today's trip to Canada will test new waters on acid rain. After 8 years of stonewalling that issue by the Reagan administration, we'd all like to see progress, and now it may be at hand. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.